T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
King, Terrell Owens, all these people telling us, oh, the Niners are going to win 10 games. Like it's nothing. Unless Garoppolo slips on a banana peel, Niners are going to win 10 games. And I've been trying to figure out where they see the 10 games at. How can they see this football team winning 10 games with all the question marks they have at the running back position, the quarterback position, the offensive line, the safeties, the other corner outside of Richard Sherman, Bosa, Solomon. Like, where do you see 10 wins? So each passing day, like Stidey, I'm thinking the Niners may not win more games than the Raiders. Like, honestly.
Last night, by the way.
Yeah, they look good. They look really good. Tyrell Williams, Derek Carr, they were fast. Josh Jacobs is going to be a monster. But again, like with Mike Person going out now, Weston Richburg, another high-priced free agent from last offseason, they were hopeful he would be ready for week one. They're hopeful Bosa would be ready for week one. This team cannot afford to get off to a slow start. Can't afford to lose to Tampa Bay and Cincinnati and then host the Pittsburgh Steelers in your home opener.
Man,
you could be 0-3
in
a blink of an eye. A new Steeler team that's motivated to play well without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Starting out with you, man, each passing day, I get more and more skeptical about how good this football team can be.
Well, and the thing with Garoppolo is, okay, we feel like he's got an upside that nobody's seen because he's been backing up Brady or because he's been hurt. So he's got this upside. But let's say he goes out Monday and isn't very good. Mm. At some point, when do you say maybe he doesn't have an upside?
I'm not going to see.
But what I'm saying is, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, it would behoove him to play well on Monday. Just because I think it would give 49er fans at least something in this preseason to grasp onto that's positive, because it hasn't been a positive camp so far with the injuries.
I came strong. I used the word mess. I'm rooting for Jimmy G, but there's nothing he can do Monday, Stani, to supersede when it's go time. And that's week one, Bonte, in Tampa Bay. So that's the bottom line.
But hold on.
I'm not going to come in here Tuesday real quick. Even if he throws 5 interceptions against the Buccaneers, I'll say, you know what? It still does not look good. But we cannot judge and start judging until week one against Tampa, Stani.
Yeah, see, I'm going to disagree with you, and it's because of what I was telling Bonte and you. No, he's got to show that he can play.
And when has he ever done that?
Exactly. That's why for him, I think you better take the preseason game seriously.
He hasn't played much. An injury, Bonte.
Yeah, now you have an injury. He has to play well in the preseason. Like, I totally agree. When he's only played 10 regular season games in 5 seasons, and then you look at his 3 games last year, you're a pick 6 away, a fortunate call away from being 0-3. And as JD says, it would have been a disaster for Jimmy Garoppolo. The 3 picks against Minnesota, the sacks he took against Detroit, 6 sacks he took against the Lions. And don't give me this crap that, oh, they were coming back against the Chiefs. That game was over at halftime. They're down 35-7. That game was over. Andy Reid shut the playbook down. They were coasting into week 4. He has to play well Monday night in front of the nation with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb coming down on him. If Garoppolo doesn't play well Monday night, Niner fans are all of a sudden going to be thinking, damn, did we pay the wrong guy?
I think that's...
But how would you feel as a host? Because you always, you know, guru, relax, let it play out, both of you. But you wouldn't come in here. You would be disappointed.
I wouldn't
say, we know who Garoppolo is before week one, no matter how bad he plays Monday night.
But this is now his track record. What happens Monday, to me, okay, it's a preseason game, yes. But you know what? No. This is going on your resume because you've been hurt. So you've got to show that he's got to show that he's comfortable, that he also is coming off an injury.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to prove that he's healthy. Here's what I like. And here's the other thing. I'm going to watch Monday's game. Mm. Like, no doubt about
it.
I'm not saying I don't watch other games, but like this one is
every snap.
There's no doubt.
Every snap.
Garoppolo's going to be watched and he's going to be critically assessed. And I think that's totally fair for where he is. Question I have is, how much do you want him to play on Monday? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. 49ers and Broncos holding joint practice today and tomorrow in Denver. And we heard the breaking news. Starting guard Mike Person got hurt in practice and has his left foot in a walking boot. So keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for more updates from practice. But how much should Jimmy G play against the Broncos on Monday? The guys will ask the Ringer's Robert Mays coming up at 11:30. And one of the Niners' division rivals got roughed up last night. The Raiders took down the Cardinals 33-26 in their second preseason game. On to baseball. Giants now 3.5 games back in the wild card race after a win over the Diamondbacks. And there's reportedly talks that the Giants have internally discussed speeding up Johnny Cueto's return. Is this a good idea? Should there be a sense of urgency? The guys will discuss. And the A's are a game and a half back for the second wild card spot after outlasting the Astros in last night's home run derby at the Coliseum. And also, Bonte signing guru wants to know, what do the Warriors have to prove this season? And what's a great season for Steph Curry look like? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. I'm Anna Kugadike. He's on the Bay Area's number one sports station. 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Day late, but welcome back, James Pappas. Nice to have you. Kyle, hello back there.
I do miss Spadoni. I'm just saying.
I like Spadoni. He's a solid
backup.
Six man, yeah.
Solid backup.
Plays better music.
He gone.
Pappas got it. Spadoni was just playing Mac Dre. That's all he knew.
All right, so Jimmy G, 5 interceptions at practice. And apparently he was asked about it today, and here's what he said.
It was just, 5 bad decisions, So, I mean, the defense got me, like I said. So there's going to be days like that, but I don't know. You can't dwell on those things. We're past that. I'm in Denver now.
Ouch. I was hoping he'd say, they knew the plays, or I was purposely trying to fit the ball. Not like that happens.
Or
5 bad decisions.
I was up all night trying to figure out what I did wrong. But Jimmy, I love you, but one bad decision can cost you a game. Not 5.
5 bad decisions in practice.
Wow,
I've never heard of that.
In a row.
In a row, yeah. 5 consecutive passes.
That happen in Nerf football.
Yeah, I would have loved to be at that practice standing next to Grant Cohn.
Seriously,
I've never seen that in practice in high school, Pop Warner, college. Like, I've covered a lot of practices in my life.
We're talking about practice.
NFL preseason practice, 5 picks.
5 picks.
How much should he play on Monday?
A full quarter.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a half.
I want to see 2 possessions, first quarter.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking two series.
That's enough?
No, it's not enough, but I also don't want to be irresponsible and play the guy more than you have to.
He's your starting quarterback.
Well, especially right without Richburg and Person, who looks like he may not even play.
John Madden, I believe it's the great John Madden, there's an old saying, you cannot hide your quarterback in the NFL. And if that's what you guys think, okay, he'll just go. I mean, how's he growing from that?
He was talking about the regular season. He wasn't talking about preseason.
No,
he was saying that if you have a bad quarterback, you can't hide him. I'm just saying he might be, but we don't know that yet. I'm just saying,
if you're going to play him just 2 possessions, don't even play him at all.
No, he needs to play. He needs to play.
Okay, so he's just going to hand off? No, are you going to call all pass plays?
He needs to roll out a little bit, play action pass, get on a perimeter. Let's see how mobile you are with that big knee brace
that you
have there. Apparently it's a light knee brace, but it is huge. Let him roll out a little bit, do the stretch zone, throw some passes, drop back. Let me see you plant on that leg and fire a ball downfield.
Well, there's a new thing on my checklist. Let's see you read a defense.
That too.
From the 650. You guys are really talking about practice. Please do a better job and talk about something with weight. Practice is where you sharpen your tools. And this is what we were getting into. And I could get nasty, but I'm not going to get nasty.
It's Friday.
I'm just going to say that's kind of the point with Jimmy G. The fact that he threw five straight interceptions, we're going to talk about that more than if Brady did it or Aaron Rodgers did it or somebody with a track record. Five straight interceptions?
Practice.
I mean, it's obviously important enough for every media member at practice that day to write about or at least to tweet about. So it has to be talked about.
And yesterday,
we're talking about practice.
We are, Alan. And yesterday, you brought up the fact that Shanahan was calling the defense. Now I'm thinking the reason he did that is because he senses a weakness or an area of improvement and went and tried to give Jimmy G a test, Bonte, and Jimmy flunked the test five straight times with five interceptions. This can't be good.
Well, the test today in Denver, according to Nick Wagoner of ESPN.com, Garoppolo was solid in his first chance to play against a different team since returning from his ACL injury. Had him 10 of 15 on the day with an interception, though that probably would have been a Von Miller sack in real time. Garoppolo happy to see a different team.
Yeah, I can believe that. You always hear you hate practicing against your own team because they know you better than anybody
else.
It's
redundant.
Let's go to Sean. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
Bonte just kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I was about to tell him he did go 10 for 15 today. Basically, it did start off going 7 for 7. Also, the defense did do a pick six against Joe Flacco. So as we're talking about practice and talking about his five picks or his five interceptions, you know, and Guru talking about it being a mess is, you know, Kyle Shanahan did call the defense, and then, and it probably was, as you say, Guru, to exploit Jimmy's weakness, which is a good thing, you know, because that is how you develop a weakness into a, you know, obviously into something that can become a strength. So, you know, where it's starting off as a weakness now, hopefully that will develop into a strength later. So, you know, something that Jimmy does need to work on, but, you know, once again, it is practice, and then obviously he did a lot better today, 10 for 15 total, but started off 7 for 7.
How much you want to see him play on Monday?
I definitely want to see him play for, I'd like to see a whole quarter, but turns out they're not going to play him a whole quarter, at least a couple series. It is the first time back, so his knee a little bit, and then by game three is where you're going to have to probably see him at least, maybe even a whole half. Maybe at least a little bit into the second quarter.
Ooh. Gotcha. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the call. Here's what I was thinking. If 49ers on Monday get the ball to 20, 25, and he drives them in for a touchdown on an 8-play, 80-yard drive, then I might get him out. Then I might get him out. But if he goes 3 and out, then we got to see him one more.
Okay, so we're at week 2. You guys are saying just a couple series. I'm lobbying for a quarter. There's only one more realistic game, Bonte, that the starters play. That's week 3, and the last week nobody goes out there.
Right.
So are they doing a disservice? We don't know. But to me it seems like a disservice if Jimmy doesn't get at least a quarter come Monday.
Yeah, I need to see two possessions. Hopefully
that may be
two
a quarter.
Possessions.
Two possessions at
maybe
a quarter.
It
may
could be
the
a quarter.
Thing.
Right. Maybe may end up being the same thing depending on how well the Niners run the ball, if the clock is running or whatnot. And then you mentioned it, Goo, next week. Kansas City, week 3, the scene of the crime last year for Jimmy Garoppolo where he tore his ACL. He's going to have to play a half there. Is that enough for Jimmy Garoppolo to be ready for Tampa Bay? Do you feel confident in Jimmy Garoppolo if he does, if that's all he gets, two possessions on Monday night, a half
the
next week?
Backups to the backup.
I worry.
Staley better be out there.
I'm a little concerned, though, with this Mike Person injury. It doesn't, you know, I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but when you're already missing your starting center, you're missing your right guard. Sean Coleman's out for the year, who broke his, fractured his tibia or fibula last week against the Cowboys. You don't have depth in the offensive line. Now the guys who are protecting your big investment, they're not there. That's what concerns me. And these guys in the preseason, Steiny and Goo, we saw yesterday the Raiders, they were blitzing their ass off.
Dude.
You think Denver and Fangio in Kansas City, they're going to be blitzing Garoppolo, man. That's what concerns me.
Raiders got after, and I've said AFC Championship. We'll get to that another day, but I'm telling you, Raiders got action.
211 in Fremont. What's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? Hey, come on, man. You don't even get five interceptions in a game of three flies up, bro. Come on, man. On a suspect secondary at that, too. But I'm going to, you know what? I'm a voice of reasoning. Hey, let's not overreact. I'm a Niner fan, but keep it real. Mahomes last preseason Well, he was throwing interceptions left and right, and look how that kid came out. He came out blazing. So I wouldn't panic if I was a Niner fan. But I do want to talk about the Raiders real quick. Look, I know it's preseason, no doubt. Arizona look horrid, man. But I like the way the Raiders look fluid. To me, they look like they were all on the same page of what they wanted to do and needed to be done. And that defense looks like night and day to me.
Thanks a lot. 211. You know what? 211.
Drinks too much?
No.
I hope he doesn't drink 211.
He does. Yes.
That 211 is cool.
It's called liquid crack.
They still sell that?
Yeah, liquid crack.
They still sell it?
Silver
King. He's really reasoned. He is.
He was at work.
He's not a hot take guy. He's
oh, he didn't get in here blazing, though, Steiny.
No, but even when he's, a little animated, his takes are pretty solid. He doesn't really go out on a limb too much.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Where are the ladies
at?
And you know what?
He can talk about the 49ers objectively.
What did you say, Cooper?
Where are the ladies at? Our regulars. Our girls ain't called us in about a good 2 weeks.
Oh, Robin and...
No, not Robin. The other... You know what I'm talking about,
Hercules.
Scotty? Oh, Bonte ain't ran them off.
Huh? I don't...
They haven't called. It's been about two, might be more. We went on vacation. You and I went on vacation. JD and Bonte.
How many ladies do JD and I scare the ladies off?
I don't know. It's about
we
four
definitely
of
don't
them.
Have a face for TV.
It's
so.
A problem.
It is a problem.
Actually look good on TV.
I know I do. You know it.
Come on, man. This guy, give him a compliment.
Light is fresh, baby. Come on. You don't got to tell me that, Coo. I know it.
Go ahead, Spatty.
Rich in Oakland. What's going on, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, off top, this is the best show on 95.7. I just want to let y'all know.
Thanks, Rich.
That means a lot, man.
Yeah, that guy was comparing, 211 was saying Mahomes was throwing picks left and right in practice. No, he wasn't. He threw like two interceptions in training camp last year. You can't really compare Mahomes to Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, Jimmy, like, I'm a Raiders fan, but the Niners, they got a lot of pressure on them to, they got to do something this year because either – that's a lot of pressure on Shanahan.
I agree.
Garoppolo or Lynch. Lynch is going to be the first one to go.
No doubt. Shanahan, I'm with you there, Rich.
Because Shanahan, he's a good coach. I believe he's a good coach. But, Jimmy G got to step it up. He needs to stay healthy. And that O-line is looking ugly, man. That's a lot of pressure on the Niners. But I'm a Raiders fan, so yesterday we looked pretty good. I know it's just preseason. But you know what I noticed the difference in this team? In the years past, that this team actually has chemistry. Like, they love each other. They love playing for Gruden. Mm. A lot of people laugh at Gruden. Like, they mock him. Like, he's a meme. When he traded Khalil Mack and doing all that moves, they were laughing. But look who we got for the picks. Look who we got when we traded Cooper. Cooper's going to get paid like a top three receiver, which he's not. Mack, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But what did he do when it came down to it in the playoff games? How many sacks did he have? When they needed him, he had zero sacks against the Eagles. You know what I mean? So it's like it's just the way that it is. You know, we couldn't pay Mac, we couldn't pay Carr, we couldn't pay both of them together. We just couldn't. We had to let go of Mac. Trust me, it hurt all of us Raider fans. But look, we got three great players. You know, with the Cooper and the Mac trade, and I feel like those are players that are used to winning, and they got something about them. They got that swagger. That now we have players in the building that got a swagger like, oh, yeah, we're taking over the league. It's about that time, you know?
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call. I mean, look, the Raiders, there's no doubt they're going to be interesting too.
Yep.
And but for me, they're going to be a slow build. If they're good, it's going to – I got to see it over the course of the whole season.
So, like, if they start out 3-1 –
I mean,
and you know,
be,
in this
that'll
new
be
media
a great
frenzy
start.
Of one game is worth right. eight and how we cover it, that would you'll give that a great start. But real
no
quick,
doubt,
something
but,
you said about the
but
Niners.
I see him in week 10.
How the hell is, to both of you, how the hell is Lynch gone when you two both told me last week that you believe it's Shanahan controlling all the personnel decisions?
Lynch is set up to be
the
scapegoat.
And if the team is not winning, how does Shanahan, how's he a good coach? Because
Shanahan's higher on a
lot of
higher.
People think highly of Shanahan. They think he's a better coach than Sean McVay. They think he's one of the best play designers in pro football.
But you really John Lynch the greatest play caller in the NFL, according to you?
Wins and losses. As a head coach,
they're going to point to the draft picks that John Lynch made and the offseason moves that they made, and they're going to pin that on John Lynch. There's no doubt about that.
Because you remember how you were like, Guru, Shanny, no, Shanny's got some say-so in who's come as far as personnel.
Shanny's got more say-so than Lynch, according to most people.
So why would Lynch be gone if this doesn't get off to a good start and they finish 4-12?
Because they're way more invested in Shanahan than they are Lynch. Because at least Shanahan came with a reputation of being a phenomenal play caller. John Lynch came with a reputation of not having a reputation at all because he's never been in the front office before. So I agree with Rich. I think the first guy to go would be John Lynch.
Yep.
Rob in San Bruno. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
What's up, Rob?
What's up, baby?
What's going on? You practice how you play. For 99% of guys, you practice how you play. If you go back to when Jimmy first got here, he threw a lot of interceptions, and a lot of defenders dropped a lot of interceptions. You go back to last year, he threw 5 interceptions in 3 games.
Yep.
That's not good. So one more thing is this. Google, I agree with you. Why is Cal getting his pass? At the end of the day, the only thing he's shown is that he's a great play caller.
We right.
Call them guys North Turners. Them as OC, he's a leader of men. And I'm going to give you an example. People hate on Mike Singletary, right? Singletary went 18-22 with the 49ers. What's Shanahan's record? 10-22? So you can grab all the pretty praise you want to. But if your team
– damn.
Committing penalties and not turning the ball over and turning the ball over, not scoring the red zone, losing close games, why isn't that on the coach? It's more the coaching than calling a pretty play. I can call a pretty play.
Can you?
Eat these men.
Give me an X, fly, Y, Z.
Oh,
come on,
Rob.
Give me one, Rob.
On Madden, I can call a play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to be more to be a coach. You have to coach them in.
Hey, I got you. Thanks, Rob. What are you going, hey, like money, right on the money. That's not the song you were singing about Shanahan all last year up to last night.
No, my euphoria over Shanny is what Rob said, and we both are in agreement that he can call plays. He is a OC, but I don't like what I'm starting to see if things go south, that Lynch is the only one to blame. And what about they got a meme out where Kermit the Frog is just sipping his tea, so I'm going to be the frog. Yeah, I'm sipping my tea, because that record with Singletary is almost like Shanahan's.
Hey, can we check on that? You know what?
No, Rob, hey, that's the elephant and the rat on the table. It's going down that road.
You know who else will be the first to go?
Yeah,
Bonte, take over. Yeah. I don't think Singletary was that good.
No, Singletary. Yeah, he started off like what? 0-4. What were they, 0-8 that year?
For you, Rob.
When Jake York said,
"They check it." But go
what
ahead.
Did Jake York say?
I can't coach the team. I certainly can't play.
When Jake York tweeted Adam Schefter and texted him, said, "I guarantee you, we make the playoffs." It was like, "What are
he
you doing?"
He wanted that back as soon as he hit.
Oh
sand.
Man, no, that's all bad.
Rob
and
made
another
some
guy,
good points, Bonte.
Rob made some great points, and another guy who will be a scapegoat, who a lot of people want to fire last season, was Robert Saleh because of the defense and the lack of takeaways. A lot of people wanted Robert Saleh ran out of the building. My thing is, defense is on the field a lot. They've got so many injuries. And look at the ingredients they're giving Robert Saleh. You're giving them Jimmy Ward.
But what about
Tarvarius
the Monday night
Moore?
Game against Green Bay? The defense plays above their head the whole game. You got one stop to win the game, and you don't win.
Aaron
you don't
Rogers.
Stop them.
Look
so
who's playing
you
corner.
Can't blame the players in that instance when you have success throughout the game. So I'm just saying, it may be something to Saleh. I'm rooting for him. He's got the look. You know, he looks like a D coordinator, Steiny. But, damn, every time they need a stop against Arizona at Arizona last year, they couldn't stop. Rosen, come on, man.
What was Singletary's record? Let me guess. It was a little better than what you thought, huh?
It was 18-22.
Yep.
Dude, you would have thought it was 3-3.
They got to bring him back.
Look at you. Wow.
No, he took over from Mike Nolan. He went 5-4.
Won the job.
Then they went 8-8, and then they went. Then he went 5-10, and he was fired before the last game of the season.
Absolutely.
But he's a quote-unquote joke in regard to when we hear his name.
Hey, Rich. Good stuff, Rich.
No, Rob.
Was it Rob?
Yeah, it was Rob there.
Hey, Rob.
Drop that says Kaepernick's doo-doo sauce.
Good stuff, Rob.
People coming at me on Twitter. Bonte, is it true? Did you scare away the ladies from the show?
Oh, I didn't.
According to Guru's numbers? It's like, damn. Sorry, ladies.
And says
I don't bite, ladies. I don't bite. I don't bite.
Liar!
I'm looking at some of the text too.
Dude,
yeah,
I'm floored.
Rob, what?
That,
at 18-22?
Yeah, that may be an article coming up on one of the Bay Area outfits here. People listen to the show.
Looking back 10 years? no, at the Mike Singletary era?
In this era, in the start.
I mean, can't honestly, if somebody would have said, what was the Niners record under Singletary, I might have said,
I want winners.
7-21.
Dude, that's what I would.
He did kind of turn it around. Look, when he threw Vernon Davis off the field in that press conference, I damn near had a tear coming down my eye because I said, Singletary's going to turn around the Niners. I believed in him. I believed. They were playing hard, and then, you know what happened there.
It sounds like you think, Steiny and Bonte, that Shanny has a force field. There's nothing that can go wrong this season that would warrant him to get fired.
No, Shanahan will not be fired this year. Wow. I don't think so.
And Bill Walsh was, we need to fact check. I'm going.
Did you sure you want to do it?
Yeah. 8-24 well, his first two seasons.
He went 2-14 his first year, right?
It was awful first 2 years.
Yeah.
No. What's harder to do, throw 5 consecutive interception or hit the goalpost as many times as Cody Parkey?
I think it's harder to throw 5 straight picks.
No, I'm going to say hit the goalpost, man.
In fairness,
come on.
I need more details about the 5 interceptions. I really do.
Well, guy threw it. Defense caught it.
I mean, for all we know. Oh, but hold on a sec.
That's it.
For all we know, Shanahan or whoever told Jimmy G, all right, on this play, I want you to throw to your second read.
Nah, they don't do it like that.
Well, I don't.
Because there's one thing Jimmy had at his disposal, and I think that was the reason for the exercise. Use your head. Use your head. Could have audibled, could have did whatever, Bonte. But, man, 5 in a row is letting me know you're not figuring something out, and that could cost you week 1 in Tampa.
Do you think there's any scenario in which Jade York says, you know what, we need to hit the reset button? If Garoppolo doesn't pan out and the Niners go like 5-11, 6-10, is there any chance that Jed York and Parag Marate just says, you know what, we're going to blow everything out. The big 3, yeah. We're going to get rid of we're going to eat the money. We're going to just start fresh. This isn't working. We made a mistake with Kyle. Mm. We made a mistake with John Lynch. Any chance that happens?
I think York's the type of dude that he'll give it one more year because he doesn't want to admit sooner that it's not working.
I would agree with that. I think if you give
I would do that, Steiny.
I think if you give guys 6-year deals, you're basically saying
you got 4 years.
4.
Yeah.
I would say 4. 11-year Niners season ticket holder here, and Mike Singletary did to the Niners what Mark Jackson did to the Warriors.
Dude.
It's just Harbaugh didn't finish.
Wow. He got him. That's a bad. Harbaugh did get him to the.
He did.
3 NFC championships, 1 Super Bowl.
He made the Niners tougher, Singletary, that is. Couldn't. I mean, when you hire Jimmy Ray as your offensive coordinator, Jimmy Ray was like 80 years old. Remember him?
I do.
He was an offensive coordinator for the Chiefs and the LA Rams back in the day with ED. When he was an offensive coordinator, he had like 1 top 10 offense.
Did Aldon Smith have any problems under Singletary?
He didn't play under Singletary.
Okay, so
his rookie year was Harbaugh's first year.
Yeah, I was about to say, see? That's another
one. I just remember
the
Vernon Davis.
Yeah, throw him off the field. He actually turned around Vernon Davis's career.
And if they got in a fist fight, I don't know who I'd pick. That's how tough Singletary is still.
Go get your helmet.
No, he
old man.
You seen him?
He's an old man.
You have old man strength.
Dude, you ever see Vernon Davis?
Yeah.
He's a specimen.
I ran into him at the downtown.
Downtown where?
At the sunglass shop.
Downtown Oakland?
Yeah, back when I was
downtown San Francisco.
San Francisco. I went up to him.
Of course you
say. Took a picture.
I'm Guru.
Took a picture.
Of course you did.
Did he know who you were?
There might have been a photo.
Did he say, oh, Guru, yeah, I listen to you all the time.
Else. I want
to
hug you.
No, I think you know what? I think if you see a famous person like that, you should let him alone.
Just say what's up.
I appreciate your work.
I'm on
95.7 The Game. Would love to have you on anytime.
I tell you what I did on the way to Toronto. On the way to Toronto, I had a layover in LAX. I saw Greg Oden. He's chilling there with a little cutie. And I get eye contact with Greg. I was going to walk up to him and say, what's up? And I said, Greg, who you think wins the finals? He goes, I'm going for the Raptors, but the Warriors will win.
Wow.
And I just kept moving.
This is
recent. I say, during the finals. Don't go up to celebs. Let them do their thing.
Steiny does it. He just.
No, I don't. Well, actually, it's not true. It depends who it is. I like, if it's somebody under the radar.
Wendy Williams.
Oh, well, yes. That's different. That's my idol.
Here.
That's my idol. Yeah. It's overrated.
Couple women texting in saying they're still here.
I'm not sure a guy could text in and say that.
Yeah, right. That's my math.
They were a woman. So, and then maybe Guru wants to know where all the women are. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll jump back into the Giants because I'm trying to be optimistic today more than usual. And so I found something. I have found something that bodes well for the Giants.
Uh-oh.
And that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who sings that song? There's a party going on.
Black Eyed Peas.
Is that who it is?
I believe so.
No, not this song.
No, the party. Or let's get this party started. SMC Hammer.
Yeah, we got a party going on out in the lobby.
It's lit out there.
Are we tier two now? I feel like what just happened might have moved us up to tier two because they came to see us.
Well, so there's about, a dozen listeners who've
come in. I
think a little
more, Steiny.
Yeah, let's say 15, 20 listeners who are coming in. They're enjoying
the wing guy.
They won the contest from a few weeks back and met Jonathan, the famous caller from San Francisco. I don't know the one dude's
Jonathan
name who
did.
Gave me some grief.
Oh, the one with the Bulls hat on. Yeah. I forget his name already, but he's a Raider fan.
Said he was
hyped
too mean
up
to me.
They did give you a lot
but
of grief, Steiny.
They know. Hey, one guy, the older gentleman said, I still look like I can hoop. I told him.
He's just trying to make you feel good.
No, he saw it. Go ahead.
The first guy we talked to, the first gentleman.
He's wanting to get a selfie.
Cool in the gang.
Cool in the gang.
Yeah, cool. I saw them in concert.
They were.
How about that for an upset?
Cool. We need some more cool in the gangs.
So I'm in 10th grade. 10th grade.
That's a little too soon for a concert, but go ahead.
I went with Sonny Garcia. He drove.
Were parents with you?
It was an all-day concert. I was going to 10th or 11th grade.
Little Snoop Dogg.
Yo, soy fiesta.
No, I was,
Snoop Dogg.
Rick James. This was 20, 30 years ago.
Was there any Snoop Dogg at the concert? The Barack Obama.
Oh.
What's he call it?
Cool in the Gang. It was Rick James, Cool in the Gang, War, Atlantic Star was there.
Why'd they come there, though?
It's an all-day concert in Philly.
That's a lineup.
Rained a lot.
War. My mom and dad used to play that.
This person from the 707 on the text line, I don't know if it's a lady or a man, but they know all my nicknames. Now she's calling me Tater Tot. Only my girlfriend calls me Tater Tot.
It's Tater Mac.
I told you. In high school, I had like 20 nicknames. But Tater Tot, like, they know all my nicknames. They're just dropping them on me.
Well, hopefully the ladies call. But I hope he ain't ran them off. We'll get to that.
Hey, light skin is in, Guru. Yeah. Ladies love the light skin guys right now.
Let me tell you what they don't like. Desperation.
Wow.
They don't. And that's what you just sounded like.
You do sound like.
You, Goo.
Yeah. Where the ladies at?
You, Goo.
I feel like tier two after what just happened.
Well, might be tier one.
Without any women calling, you're back to tier three. Joe in San Jose. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Steiny, big fans.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
I just had a quick question here about player running into player etiquette. So on Monday, you three were talking about Nick Mullins versus C.J. Beathard.
Yep.
And I was on my way to lunch, and I sit down, and C.J. Beathard is next to me. I said hi, and I said, hey, I'm a big fan. Just wanted to see what you guys thought of basically recognizing him and if that's not unprofessional, but unethical. Not unethical.
No.
The right thing to do.
Nah,
that was awesome.
What'd you say? Hey, C.J., what's up, man? I'm a big fan.
That's what he said.
Good luck for the season. Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah, that's
did you ask for a pitcher?
What's that?
Did you ask for a picture?
No, I didn't want to do that because he seemed like he didn't want people like recognizing him.
You played it perfectly, Joe.
Hey, yeah. Joe, but let me ask you this. If there's a quarterback who's a backup or a third stringer, do you even want that picture? Do you want a third string quarterback's picture?
No, probably not.
That's wrong. See, Bonte,
I'm just keeping it real.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
it. Like, if you ran into the 13th man on the Warriors, would you want his picture, Goo?
Yeah, the whole thing.
For the gram, you're about to say?
For the gram.
For the gram,
people don't want to hear about the story. The story is on pitchers now. So if I was that guy and I saw Beathard, I'm snapping. Like, I know you ain't going to tell me don't take the photo. I do the selfie, smile.
You really would?
Yeah. That's a problem.
That's not a problem.
Like I told you, when I broke my window, car got broken into, I bumped into Alfonso McKinney. I didn't. Just let him be, man. Let him be.
No, I'm not saying, hey, let's go dancing.
Well, you're sticking a camera in front of their face.
I do got a Milt May story. You guys remember the old catcher Milt May?
Of course.
He's in the twilight of his career. I was at Candlestick like I used to be for the Pirate games every year. Got down. I was that guy that wanted wristbands. He had the nerve to tell me he couldn't give me a wristband because he uses it in the game. I said, Milt, you don't play? And he looked at me like if he could choke me. But I said, you don't play? Because he wasn't. He was at the end. And Mike LaValliere was the coach catcher then. But I said that to him. I said,
how old
you
were
playing.
You when you were asking for wristbands?
About 16, 17.
Oh.
Can't do it.
That's a problem.
That was a different world.
That's a problem.
That was before internet.
16, 17 is not. That. No, the cutoff date's probably 18.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
You don't know. I wasn't 40, dude.
I'm 40.
You do seem like you'll still ask somebody for some wristbands.
Oh, and if you don't give me the right answer, I'm going to let you know.
Grow up.
Wow.
Jessica, San Francisco.
There we go. Hey.
Playing.
Wow.
Playing to the guy.
Thirsty.
Hey, Jessica.
Thirsty.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Jess?
I'm a loyal listener. Guru, I'm calling to let you know the ladies are listening.
Oh, Jess, that warms my heart. I've been noticing we haven't had. Hold on, Bonte. We haven't had any ladies call. But thank you for reaching out. How are you?
I'm good. Guru, I'm with you on this Jimmy G thing. I think they got to let him play longer. We haven't seen enough of him. I think you got to let him play.
Hey, Jess, can I ask you? Am I scaring the ladies off? Do I seem like the type of guy that would scare women off our show?
No, Bonte, but you talk about your girlfriend a lot. And I got to tell you, Guru, I'm with you. When your wife was at Muscle Beach, it's fine if she touches those guys.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, see, Jess. See,
finally getting the answers we need.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
They were out there left hanging for a few weeks.
There we go.
Anything else, Jessica?
I'm from New York, so I'm a big fan of your East Coast take on things.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I like Jessica, but I don't know how I feel about that
call.
Don't
be a stranger, Jessica.
I don't talk about
that. You
girl.
Are nobody, my dude.
Fair name.
David Oakland.
Yeah, I think when you see a celebrity, it's you got to really read the room. You got to read
the
room.
So if they're at dinner with their family or whoever, I would never. That's off limits for me.
I disagree. I think you might.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. Come on, man. That's got to be. I'm eating, then I got to wipe my mouth. And come on, man. That's awkward. But if we're in a club setting or a
mall.
You
said you would go up to Andre Iguodala when he was on the driving range.
That's he's being active. We on the golf course.
No. Not on the driving range, son. No, no, no.
Can't do it.
How about if he was in a golf store?
Oh, it's on.
Can't do it.
Wow.
What's the wow for? Wow. He don't even know.
Groupie love, man. Did you sound like a groupie, goo?
Is there an age when you should stop?
You got that for the text.
Text line wants to know.
Dude, I got friends that are rappers, famous rappers.
I'm trying to think
athletes.
Who it was.
I ain't no groupie. I've been around stars.
Wait. Remember when we were in Vegas? Who walked by and Guru's like, oh, my God, look, look,
oh,
look.
Who was that?
Who the heck was that?
Oh, I do remember.
Was it Larry Hughes?
Yeah, it was
No, it wasn't Larry. No, it wasn't Larry. Larry
Hughes.
It wasn't Larry Hughes.
We saw Larry Hughes.
It was somebody else. Was it somebody?
He was older. Coach.
Rod Thorne?
Was it Rod Thorne?
That's who it was. Yeah, he went Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah.
That represented my teen years.
Yeah,
you know?
No, your eyes were wide. They were wide open.
I think you gave me some love, like the fact that I knew who Rod
Thorne
was.
That was impressive because he's
right.
But they knew him too.
Yeah, he was a big boy.
The groupie love is too much. It's you got to slow it down.
Yeah, he was.
Got to slow it down.
The worst thing I ever did was remember who's the racer? Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
So I was working at the Sears Point, one of those races.
He's from Vallejo. Yeah, Jeff Gordon, number 24.
It was after the race, and he had done his press conference. And I went to the bathroom, and he was right next to me. So I kind of asked him a couple questions that I didn't get in at the...
That's the worst place to start a conversation.
I'll admit something. Last year, Monday Night Football against the New York Giants, but your boy and his wife, they took my girl and I down to the great Levi's Lounge. We're eating free food. I'm in the stall, and next to me is John Taylor. And if you guys don't know, I have a huge, John Taylor.
I may say hello to him.
John Taylor is like my top three 49er of all time. And I just looked at him and I said, hey, JT, those quick slants, 92 and 96 yards. against the LA Rams in 89-90. I said, thank you so much, because my grandma let me stay up past my bedtime. Thank you so much. You made it worth it. He goes, ha, no problem, young man.
And that's more than he said to a reporter in 12 years.
Wow. And a lot of it has to do with how you look. So they look at me like, this dude probably.
You mean like that one guy who went up on Steph Curry at the gas station? Hey, man, it's Steph Curry, man.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Like that?
We'll see. I thought Steph Curry was going to get robbed.
I got to get out of here.
I don't look like a groupie.
No,
so
you
they
don't.
Know I done been around, probably had a beautiful girl.
And you dress well,
yeah, and
too.
Bonte doing that, right. They know what they're looking at. They like, okay, dude, ain't no, he done been around, probably got
so
a beautiful
sure
girl.
About that.
All right, I promised you that I was going to give you a stat that's encouraging for the Giants. How about this one? Of all the NL wildcard contenders, they've got the best record on the road. Giants.
But then,
that's,
on the flip side, they got the worst home record.
No doubt.
I'm learning you, man.
No doubt.
That's what you would tell me.
You're right. But I actually would rather, if I'm struggling, I would rather have it this way than you can't win on the road.
That's interesting.
It's just because I
you feel like they could turn it around at home?
Well, I feel like there's a reason they win on the road, but it's not necessarily the stadium. Like, I think there's something
else
to it.
We know what it is. The mental block that hit the ball. Yes. I look at you. And if I was good with computers, I would go tell you how many road games they have left as opposed to home.
You can do that right now.
Yeah.
Or you could ask somebody else to do it.
I'm still on the high from what we experienced during break. My head's growing, man. Y'all don't know.
Oh, it's
big
growing.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And the San Francisco Giants coming off a 7-0 win. They play tonight against the Diamondbacks.
21
Saturday,
left.
Sunday.
21
home?
Oh, yeah.
How many away? Like, I guess we figured
21.
Out.
21.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's right. 21 and 21?
Oh, I'm sorry. 21 road games.
Some big road games, too. They have to go to Fenway Park.
I think they're 61 and 61. So what,
Giants.
They have 40 games. 40
Giants
games
have some left. Big road games left.
21
to Fenway.
Road, 19 home.
There you go.
Yeah, they got to go to Fenway. They have to go to Atlanta, Dodger Stadium, St. Louis. Wrigley
these
Field.
Next two games, man.
These road trips.
I just don't like they don't know who's taking the mound Saturday.
They have three more against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Why just in the first two?
Because Saturday is they're bringing
Logan Webb.
Oh, I know why.
That could be an advantage.
No.
It's a youngster.
He's not talking about the whole game, the whole series, because he thinks Bumgarner's a lock on Sunday. He's already.
The Sharks a lock tonight. You're right too. But Saturday, tomorrow. They got the youngster.
Isn't that advantage Giants because the Diamondbacks haven't seen Logan Webb before?
I used to think that way, but the way these guys are hitting the ball now, it's...
Like Connor Menez, he threw five in his first start against the Mets. I mean, he gave up two monster shots, but he gave you five.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Who are you rooting for? Was it the Brewers are playing the Nationals?
We're rooting
Brewers.
For the
who
Nationals.
Who do you root for?
The team that has the better record. So the team closer to you is Milwaukee.
Okay.
You want them to lose because you look at it, you psych yourself out, you look at it like the Nationals have that first spot, which they do allocated. Like that's already
Oh, you're giving
done.
Up on that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, the Giants are six back in a loss column to the Nats, so I think it's going to be tough to catch the Nats.
Yeah.
I want to rip my computer out and jump out the window when he says the loss column. There's a game back column that supersedes the loss column.
No, it actually doesn't. It actually doesn't.
I go to standings.
Charlie from New York even brought it down. You look at the loss column.
Yeah.
You personally.
Well.
You keep looking at the games back.
I'm a veteran of the standing. Games back is 3.5.
They're not 3.5 back, man. They're 4 back of the Cubs in the loss column.
Let's stick to the positives.
Let's
stick to the positives. So you want... So you're giving up the first. Okay, so
right
I got you. All right.
I could give you a guide. We should all do it on how to root for the Giants when other teams are playing.
Okay, well, all right.
Give them to
so
me.
So it's like
right
who
here.
The Giants should be rooting for?
Yes, sir. The Pirates tonight because they're playing the Cubs, who are also trying to qualify for a wild card spot.
Root for the Padres against the Phillies.
Why would we do that?
Because the Phillies are above the Giants, and you need the Phillies to lose. And we're going to root for the Kansas City Royals against the New York Mets. New York Mets in Kansas City. This is like a rematch of the World Series from a few years ago when the Royals beat the Mets. Mets are hot right now, though, man. Pete Alonso, 5-for-5. He's got the Wall Street Hustlers in first place.
And if you want to process all that we gave you there, it wasn't that much. Three games that you look at.
There's only one series where the two teams ahead of them are playing each other. And see, that's the thing. that can be good and it can be bad.
I'll tell you what, and I may knock your socks off with this, and I'm not just saying this. If the Giants somehow got the wild card, would Bochy be in the running for manager of the year from where this team was dead on mat?
No doubt.
About to be counted out, and you get up. Well, yes, Donnie, the mic's hiding your face. It looked like he could be smiling.
He will get manager of the year if they make a wild card. I think so.
Hold on. Let's give it some thought. There's two teams that are having unbelievable years.
Right, Dodgers. Right.
But you got all
they're stacked.
Us three could coach the Dodgers, manage the Dodgers.
Yeah, they're stacked.
I think they lose points like KD and Steph.
Who's managing Tampa Bay this year?
Kevin Cash, right?
Yeah, but they...
You have two managers. Yeah, you have AL manager of the year and NL manager of the year.
All right. How about Atlanta, 72-51?
That will be considered. We'll see how they finish.
You know who's going to get it? If the Phillies make the playoffs, I'll bet they're going
to. Gabe Kapler?
Well, they don't look like they're going to make it. That was a big home run by Bryce last night.
Yeah, it sure was.
He ran around the bases full speed.
If they make it, I could see him winning.
No doubt. Yeah, that it's a conversation for real then.
I would agree. By the way, updating our bet, Dan Dibley has completed three of his four rounds.
Oh, where are we at?
Up in Bandon Dunes. He opened with an 89.
Gotcha.
Followed that up with a 99.
There we go.
I cannot believe you're rooting against him.
I'm rooting for the over. I'm trying to win a bet.
And his third round was 96.
There we go.
So that means 15, that's a four. Carry the two.
We're good, Bonte.
Carry the two.
Yeah,
is 10,
gonna go over.
19.
That body's breaking down.
Yeah, he's wearing down.
He's wearing down, man.
So a 96 will get it done. That would be 380 total strokes. In case you're just listening, Dan Dibley, four rounds. We put the over-under at 380.5 strokes. That would be an average of approximately 95. It's a very, very difficult course. Dibley's a good golfer, but the courses are brutal. He shoots a 96 or less today. I win the bet.
Yeah.
Yes!
He wins the, he shoots 97 or more.
And I hope he's honest.
The bet.
Oh, but you said,
now, you know what? I got to tell you, stop that.
You
don't
say it all
stop
the time.
It. No.
I'm being honest with you, guru. I'm
no.
like, when
no, no,
no. Not
Wait, no, as it pertains to golf.
All right.
Don't you get it? That's why it's the civil game. You
Hello?
Don't cheat.
Didn't he wear down in Reno? He was in a, didn't he make
he
the
did on Sunday.
First two rounds.
He
was up in the leaderboard, right? Top five or something.
Then 2 years ago, he won it. Last year, he needed a big Sunday.
Because he's at 94.5 right now.
Right.
And we it was.
So if he gets a 95, I win. 95. Over 95. Is
a lot of pressure on Dibs.
That knee.
A lot of pressure on Dibs.
That knee start barking.
Dude, he gets out there on that 18.
It's hot.
I know.
Better have that putter working.
What time do you think we'll find out?
I don't know when he's playing today. Probably.
You'd imagine it's Friday. You want to get it in.
He probably slept in.
Get loose.
He probably slept in.
Well, they played two rounds yesterday. So he probably it's probably not a really, really early round. So we probably won't get the tally by 2 p.m. But we'll see. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. This is from baseball. 48 home runs last night.
Damn!
In Major League Baseball in 10 games. All right, let me put this in perspective.
Yeah, 10 at the Coliseum, Stiney.
10 at the Coli.
48 homers in 10 games is the most home runs ever hit in a day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.